Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
In 1894, following the death of many workers by the U.S. Army and federal marshals during the Pullman strike, and 6 days after the strike ended, President Cleveland signed into legislation the federal holiday of Labor Day. By the time the federal government established the holiday, it was already celebrated in 30 states. For those early members of the labor movement, the reason for creating it was not just another paid day off. Like today, the ability to take the day off and be paid for it is still subject to an agreement with the worker's employer. It was just not a day to celebrate the accomplishments of the past. It was a day to also grow and recommit to a movement making a true difference for working groups. It came at a time when class warfare was still occurring. Working men were being killed, and owners and the supporters were. The times were just beginning to work out to negotiate with worker organizations could then replace the violence of strike. Celebration, yes, but also dedication was being observed. In the following years, some of the bloodiest days of the labor movement would occur. Labor would add many new members to the role to be remembered on Labor Day. Gradually, laws were passed to move warfare from the strike line to the negotiation table, changing guns into words. Labor Day saw fewer and fewer workers needing to be grieved. Management found that working with the union could improve productivity. With prosperity growing and with the average well-being of workers improving, Labor Day moved into a socializing event rather than an organizing event. Monday, we will celebrate the holiday with a picnic sponsored by the Central Labor Council of Humboldt and Del-Nor counties. It will be attended by workers and their families, retirees, politicians, and the general public. Each will have their own reason to attend. For some, it will be the camaraderie of fellow members. Others will tell stories of past experiences. There will be speeches recognizing labor issues and actions. There may be speeches by politicians looking for support, but that usually will happen next year. The basic reason to celebrate Labor Day is that working together, we can overcome the unequal playing field. This way, we can create an environment where both employer and employee work and grow together to share a common prosperity. This is Tim McDermott for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.